Part 4. You will hear an interview with an expert on keeping bees. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4. Over the past few years, the populations of bees in Britain have been reduced considerably. While scientists are trying to determine what has caused this decrease in numbers by examining the effects of parasites, pesticides, viruses, and bee migration on bee populations, the public has responded by keeping bees themselves so that the honeybee doesn't disappear from these shores completely. Here to tell us more is Brenda Wilson.
According to the Beekeepers Association, the number of people keeping bees in Britain has increased by around 40% in the past year alone. And it is not only the residents of rural areas that have taken bees under their wings, so to speak, because there has also been a dramatic increase in the number of city dwellers who now have their own beehive. With me today, I have Janice Roberts, who can tell us more about keeping bees in an urban environment.
Well, let me start by giving you some basic information about bees. Firstly, you'll find three different kinds of bees in a hive, which can have around 50,000 bees living in it during the summer. There's the queen, the workers, and about 200 to 300 male bees or drones, which don't actually contribute to the process of making honey, or do much else for that matter. So, because there isn't any need for the bees that have no use during the winter, these males are driven away from the hive at the end of the summer.
What about young bees? Where do they stay when they are born?
The newborn bees don't have a sting, and they're not ready to leave the hive for 3 weeks. During that time, they do such things as clean the queen or the places where the queen lays eggs. They also feed the queen and guard the entrance so that no other insects, like wasps, come in. They also smell the worker bees that enter the hive to make sure they're one of their own.
Now, I can see a hive over there. What's inside it?
If you opened it, you'd see the queen and her babies living on something called honeycomb. We put in flat sheets of wax, and the bees make chambers where the queen lays her eggs and larvae develop. They also store their honey in them. When the bees leave the hive, they go in search of pollen and nectar from flowers so that they can bring back food for the larvae in the hive. And, as you probably know, they sometimes tell other worker bees where they can find a new source of food when they return by doing a kind of dance. When they gather nectar, they take pollen from one flower to another, which of course ensures that new flowers grow. Bees live for about 6 weeks, so they need to make sure their replacements are ready to take over when they die. They fly about 500 miles before they die from exhaustion.
What happens in winter when there are fewer flowers around?
There are fewer bees living in the hive, around 10,000 in all. They stick close together inside it to stay warm, and they only come out on warmer days.
Before I heard about beekeeping in cities, I thought that it was only practiced in the countryside. Isn't it better for bees to be kept in the country where there are wide open spaces for the bees to fly in?
Well, it goes without saying that you need enough space to keep them. I mean, if you lived in a flat without a roof terrace or garden, you obviously couldn't. But there are several houses with back gardens around here with sufficient space for a hive. It's not only the hive you need enough space for, because there's the suit, the extra boxes for when the number of bees increases in summer so that there's somewhere for the honey, and last but not least, there's the neighbours to think about.
You mentioned honey again. Is this the reason why most people keep bees?
Getting honey is one of the benefits of keeping bees, and you can get up to 40 pounds or 18 kilos of it in summer. So some people do keep them just for the honey, but they're not in the majority.
And what about the quality of honey?
There are lots of people who believe that bees living in the city produce better honey than their country cousins, because there's a much greater variety of flowers and plants in city parks and gardens than there is in the countryside, where you might find just one type of crop over a vast area. The wider variety found in cities can also help the bees stay stronger, as they have a much richer source of food.
Thank you, Janice. Now back to the studio.
If you'd like to find out more about beekeeping, you can visit the website Now you'll hear part four again. Over the past few years, the populations of bees in Britain have been reduced considerably. While scientists are trying to determine what has caused this decrease in numbers by examining the effects of parasites, pesticides, viruses, and bee migration on bee populations, the public has responded by keeping bees themselves, so that the honeybee doesn't disappear from these shores completely. Here to tell us more is Brenda Wilson.
According to the Beekeepers Association, the number of people keeping bees in Britain has increased by around 40% in the past year alone. And it is not only the residents of rural areas that have taken bees under their wings, so to speak, because there has also been a dramatic increase in the number of city dwellers who now have their own beehive. With me today, I have Janice Roberts, who can tell us more about keeping bees in an urban environment.
Well, let me start by giving you some basic information about bees. Firstly, you'll find three different kinds of bees in a hive, which can have around 50,000 bees living in it during the summer. There's the queen, the workers, and about 200 to 300 male bees, or drones, which don't actually contribute to the process of making honey, or do much else for that matter. So, because there isn't any need for the bees that have no use during the winter, these males are driven away from the hive at the end of the summer.
What about young bees? Where do they stay when they are born?
The newborn bees don't have a sting, and they're not ready to leave the hive for 3 weeks. During that time, they do such things as clean the queen or the places where the queen lays eggs. They also feed the queen and guard the entrance so that no other insects, like wasps, come in. They also smell the worker bees that enter the hive to make sure they're one of their own.
Now I can see a hive over there. What's inside it?
If you opened it, you'd see the queen and her babies living on something called honeycomb. We put in flat sheets of wax, and the bees make chambers where the queen lays her eggs and larvae develop. They also store their honey in them. When the bees leave the hive, they go in search of pollen and nectar from flowers so that they can bring back food for the larvae in the hive. And, as you probably know, they sometimes tell other worker bees where they can find a new source of food when they return by doing a kind of dance. When they gather nectar, they take pollen from one flower to another, which of course ensures that new flowers grow. Bees live for about 6 weeks, so they need to make sure their replacements are ready to take over when they die. They fly about 500 miles before they die from exhaustion.
What happens in winter when there are fewer flowers around?
There are fewer bees living in the hive, around 10,000 in all. They stick close together inside it to stay warm, and they only come out on warmer days.
Before I heard about beekeeping in cities, I thought that it was only practiced in the countryside. Isn't it better for bees to be kept in the country where there are wide open spaces for the bees to fly in?
Well, it goes without saying that you need enough space to keep them. I mean, if you lived in a flat without a roof terrace or garden, you obviously couldn't. But there are several houses with back gardens around here with sufficient space for a hive. It's not only the hive you need enough space for, because there's the suit, the extra boxes for when the number of bees increases in summer so that there's somewhere for the honey, and last but not least, there's the neighbours to think about.
You mentioned honey again. Is this the reason why most people keep bees?
Getting honey is one of the benefits of keeping bees, and you can get up to 40 pounds or 18 kilos of it in summer. So some people do keep them just for the honey, but they're not in the majority.
And what about the quality of honey?
There are lots of people who believe that bees living in the city produce better honey than their country cousins, because there's a much greater variety of flowers and plants in city parks and gardens than there is in the countryside, where you might find just one type of crop over a vast area. The wider variety found in cities can also help the bees stay stronger, as they have a much richer source of food.
Thank you, Janice. Now back to the studio.
If you'd like to find out more about beekeeping, you can visit the website . That is the end of part 4. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That is the end of the listening test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.